Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
The Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's 34th annual Turkey Trot is Thanksgiving Day, November 28th. There's a 2-mile fun run and walk for the entire family, the 6-mile timed race for the more serious runner, or the diesel horse dash for the kids. Start your Thanksgiving Day morning with Reading's longest family tradition. Register now at ShastaRegional.com. Packet pickup and late registration will be held November 25th, 26th, and 27th at Shasta Regional Medical Center's main lobby from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Register now at ShastaRegional.com.
Enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rhonda Alvey from North State Now, and I'm joined here tonight by
Yvonne Mazzotto with Enjoy.
And Emily Miranda with Enjoy.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our third Thursday of the month, and this is Enjoy Magazine's turn to do a little show about what's happening in our magazine in the November issue and what's happening in the North State. So welcome. So I guess we'll just get right into talking about what's going on. We got lots going on in November with the holidays coming next week, Thanksgiving coming on Thursday, the Turkey Trot. There was just a commercial about that right before this. But Turkey Trot is on Thursday, and it's a great family event. Have you ever done it, Yvonne?
I haven't, but my sister-in-law does it every year with her kids.
So it's just a lot of fun. Lots of people do it, and a lot of families do it together. So that's coming up.
It's a great way for families to get together before you sit down to that big meal.
Yes.
Actually burn some calories before you start.
Right, right. And then maybe make you not feel like you want to eat so much.
Exactly, yeah.
So what else we got going on?
Well, in Chico, we have, this Sunday, they have their annual Christmas preview, and I try to go to that every year.
That's awesome.
It's really awesome. It's from 4 to 8 p.m., and all the stores dress up as far as all of, you know, everything's out for Christmas. They usually have some real great holiday foods to share, refreshments. It's just a great way to just get in the spirit of things.
And you know what it reminds me of? Yvonne and I worked together at KMS, and that used to be an event that we would go to as a group. It was just so much fun with the whole marketing department at KMS. So I always have just fond memories of Christmas preview in Chico. So
chestnuts roasting on the corners.
It's
carolers
really nice.
Walking around. It's really great.
Mm-hmm. So what else? We have Riverfront Playhouse's A Christmas Carol opens this weekend. It goes from November 23rd to December 21st. And this is a really cool take on the play, A Christmas Carol. It's kind of a ghost story, but it's a little more ghosty. There's going to be some music. There's going to be violin. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a puppet show. And there's going to be Christmas carols. And what's really cool is this is Riverfront Playhouse's last play at the Cypress Avenue Theater. So come on out, and we'll have Daryl hear about more about the new theater and what else is going on at Riverfront.
I just add that keep an eye on Enjoy Magazine's Facebook page because we'll be giving out tickets to that play.
Yes, yes. So, so that opens up. Friday is preview. Saturday is opening night. So get your tickets online, or you can come in and enjoy the store, riverfrontplayhouse.net, or enjoy the store. Come on in and get them there. So that's coming up.
In Orland, they have their 44th annual Orland Craft Fair. And I guess it's something to
see.
That's
a big deal.
It really is. And so that's November 30th, which is, I believe, a week from this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Glen County's finest. It's Saturday from 10 to 5, and then Sunday also from 10 to 3 p.m.
And there's 250 sellers at
free admission.
Yeah, it's awesome. Free, and it's at the Glen County Fairgrounds. And they advertise this in our magazine, and they've been doing that every year for probably about the last 6 or 7 years.
Oh, gosh, it's really great.
Yep, so another great event. Also, coming the day after Thanksgiving, November 29th, Cascade Christmas is doing Elf, and this is going to be fun.
Oh, ads are so cute. I get so excited.
And we had Blake on here last month, and he talked a little bit about it, and I just know it's going to be great, and I know that the tickets are going to be hard to come by if you don't get your tickets now. So that's coming up. What else? Do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
I know the store. I wanted to speak a minute about the store. So Enjoy the Store has gone through a little refresh. Well, we might call it a major refresh. We took everything from one side and moved it to the other and then moved everything on. It was crazy, but it looks so good.
It looks really nice.
So much more spacious.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really nice. And then this every Sunday for November, we have Tasting Sundays, and we're serving Brannon Gourmet's Pepper Jelly. And this is another holiday favorite. Any parties that you have to go to, get some cream cheese, pour that pepper jelly all over it, some crackers, it's just the best. So we have like almost a cult classic, that recipe. So we'll be tasting that this Sunday, and just come down, and really there's parking, I promise. There's parking in the underground on that north end. So just be patient, and you know, you might have to cruise a couple times, but
it's really funny that rarely have I had a hard time finding a place to park.
Yeah.
I think the other day there was an event. The other morning there was an event happening at the Cascade. I'm not sure what it was, but I had a little, I still was able to park fairly close, but I haven't had any trouble at all.
I think people are just under the impression that the whole, because that one side is starting to break, they're breaking that down, that the other side is also, but it's not the case.
That's not the case.
So.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so I think we're going to take a break, and we will be back with our first guest. We have Joe here again this week, so sit back and relax, and we'll be with you in just a few minutes.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we are with North State Now. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
Welcome back. So I guess we'll introduce our first guest. You guys ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
So back by popular demand, we have Joe Shipman here from Viva Downtown, and he's going to give – Joe is in the know. He's going to give us the lowdown on what's going on with Viva Downtown.
Yeah, hello, hello. Thanks for having me back, guys. We've got a lot going on. We're really excited. Coming up, geez, just after Thanksgiving, we'll have our Christmas tree lighting, our new location in downtown, actually going to the old location. We were talking about this earlier. When the downtown mall got built, they moved the tree location, but it's back to its original spot on Yuba and Market Street. They're actually going to be pouring the concrete this weekend for it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
we were talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
So we'll be cutting the tree down and lighting it up on the 6th of December. We're doing a Winterfest event in the atrium. Before that, the downtown atrium there on Market Street from 5 to 7, where we have lots of local performers. We have Lizzie Stockson's musical and performance. She's a musical performance instructor here in downtown, and she's got her a lot of great students coming out to sing holiday songs. We have the Old Time Fiddlers coming down to play music for us. We actually will have Buddy the Elf from Cascade Christmas Elf coming down to lead everyone out to the tree, and we'll light it off at 7. So we want everyone to come down. It's a free event. You know, it's a free community event. Santa will be there taking getting visits and handing out candy canes, and you can snap a quick pic or a selfie with Santa, and that's really great because that's free too, so it's all included in the event. We just want everyone to come down and enjoy our new tree location and our annual holiday Christmas tree. It's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the next day, the day after that, is the parade, which is not a Viva Downtown event, but it's 2030 Club,
mm-hmm.
and it's awesome, and it's still going to happen. So, that's on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else we got?
We also have an event. I'll talk about it next month when I come on, but we have our Santa Crawl event. This is the third year we've done that. It's a bar crawl. It's a late night fun over 21 event where we have everyone dress up like Santa Claus and walk around to about 10 different bars and be merry and joy and you know. We get actually the ticket includes great deals. You get like half off drinks at mostly all the bars. We throw in a bunch of swag. We have raffle prizes. It really you get your money's worth. It's only $15 in advance, and the money goes to Viva Downtown. So, and you know, money's being used wisely and all of that. So it's a good time. It's a good bang for your dollar too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else going on?
Well, just all this construction is pretty crazy. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. I know you guys were talking about parking earlier, and I definitely agree with you, Rhonda. I haven't had any problems parking. I work downtown just like you guys and still go to my same areas and park. And anytime if I go on the other side of town or the other side of downtown, I haven't had a problem finding a place to park, I think.
Right.
Just everyone was really worried. And now that we're kind of a couple weeks into the closure of the parking structure, it's like, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You know, I think the weather has just caused people to kind of be slow to start, you know, the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But next week we're supposed to be in the 50s a couple days and some rain.
True.
So It's getting to look like Christmas here.
Yeah. Yeah, if I have to maybe have to walk a few blocks to come see you guys next month, I might be singing a different tune.
But now
that's part of it, and we're, you know, that's part of being in a great downtown and a good city, is that that's, you know, that's what comes with it, and I'm excited to see the change. I mean, think about it, how cool it's going to be.
It's going to be so cool. Next year and the year after that, there's new projects coming.
Every seems like all the time, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So one other thing Viva Downtown is doing is a downtown discount card.
Yeah,
How many years?
Jeez, we've been doing that. Quite a few years. Yeah.
So it's a downtown discount card. Mm-hmm. It is free.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they'll be at the Winterfest.
Yeah, we will have some down there. And if any of the listeners want some, all you have to do is just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Viva Downtown at 1725 Market Street in downtown Reading. Send us an envelope, and we'll give you a couple of cards in return, and you can use those all throughout the next year at, geez, around 15, 20 different businesses on there.
There's 19.
Okay, yeah, and great deals. I mean,
really good deals.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the great deals is buy one, get one tickets for the Cascade Theater, in-house plays that
in-house,
they do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Not like a concert or something, but the plays that they
do. And if you have last year's or the 2019 downtown discount card, it has that deal on that one as well. So if you don't have one of those, you can pick one up at Enjoy the Store, or you could probably find one from Viva Downtown. But
absolutely.
I know that we have them at the store also. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, motorcycle stuff?
I do have motorcycle stuff. I like doing that.
Uh-huh. But you're going to Paris?
I'm going to,
going
to France, Le Bresse, outside of Paris.
Okay.
It's like 4 hours east of there. Yeah, to compete with three of my friends actually from America here, and we're going to represent and next summer in July, so I won't be here for that show, but I'll be over there. But I do motorcycle hill climbs, so we'll be competing there as kind of a country thing for United States. So
that's
awesome. Pretty cool, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And you just got a big award recently too.
Yeah, I did. I won for my racing series. I won a couple championships for that and got some number one plates to run next year, so it's really exciting. When I'm not doing Viva Downtown stuff, I'm kind of risking my life on a dirt bike.
And what about your son? Does he?
Yeah, I brought Case in here with me. He does it too. He's following the footsteps. He loves it just as much. And actually, I want to give him a shout out. It's his 10th birthday next Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Case and Shipman, 10 years old.
Awesome.
Cool.
And I turned his cheeks red.
All right. Well, Joe, we always appreciate you being here and letting us know what's going on with Viva.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, thank you.
Cool.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take a break and get our next guest out here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joy. Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're with North State Now. And I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
And welcome back. So we have our next guest here, and we're happy to have Kathy Cummings and Natalia Garvey. They're here to talk about the Women's Fund. I was pretty excited to hear that you're celebrating your 10th anniversary this year. So that's amazing because I remember when it started and it seemed like 10 years ago.
and it is amazing because if you remember, we kicked off right at the end of the recession.
Yes.
So to have a brand new organization start in the depths of economic recession mm-hmm. was a phenomenal experience.
Yes.
And to have it grow so dramatically.
And you guys have done a lot of great things mm-hmm. for a lot of organizations. So why don't you
Thanks,
tell us
Rhonda.
A little bit about the Women's Fund and what you guys do?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the Women's Fund, as Rhonda said, we actually did our first grant in 2010, and membership started during that 2009 year. The original founding members, I think I always have to give credit to the original founding members because they're the ones who took it from an idea to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Kathy Anderson and Lori Going, Jenny Ebby Moyer, Ann Patterson, Judy Salter, Susan Siemens, Kristen Schrader, Francie Sullivan, Jane Work, and Emily Young. And lots of those names you and your audience know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
Absolutely.
Are the heart of our community in many, many ways.
Yes.
So they got together and collectively with a few other people thought of different ways to create an organization that wasn't set up for the purpose of creating another nonprofit doing something more in the community, but to create a three-pronged approach to fundraising for the benefit of women. And the three approaches are to create a format which will put current money in the community to make a change, and to create a longevity through an endowment, and then also to create an educational component that will teach the community about issues that need attention. And we have done, it's been really exciting, the different, how each of those have come
together.
And
they are all very different, too.
All very different with big goals. And the key focus to me is the impact of the collaborative philanthropy, mm-hmm. that not any one member on our membership list could give $50,000 in 1 year, but collectively with our contributions, we can make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So to become a member, mm-hmm. what do you need to do?
You know, that's the very best part about the Women's Fund, is you get to be a member by just writing your check. We don't have required meetings that you have to come to like many civic organizations. You can write your check and know that your money is going to be used for the benefit of the community. However, having said that, we are a volunteer-run organization, so it does take members that are willing to make that commitment to either serve on our cabinet or serve on one of our committees where all the real work is done, mm-hmm. to make all those things happen. Right. We can't have an educational forum unless somebody's out there putting the information together to have those great panelists present those wonderful programs.
Right, right. So. Well, it is a pretty amazing program. How much is it usually for somebody to become a member?
Great question. We have two membership levels. Our first level is $200 per year. That can be paid quarterly if mm-hmm. somebody's interested in doing it that way. And then our second level of membership is $1,000. And originally it was set up that 80% of the advocate or $200 level went into current granting, and 20% of that went into long-term endowment, and then vice versa for the architect, that more money went into the permanent endowment, and then $200 went into current granting. We are changing that. The endowment has grown. We're happy to announce we are close to $600,000 in our endowment funds, and we are starting to use some of that to grant back to the community. But those dollars are, we've hit a big enough number that we feel like we can use more in current dollars, mm-hmm. current revenue going back out to the community. So we just recently changed that to where 100% of an advocate member goes into current granting, and then 80% of the architect goes into current granting, and 200 will now go into that to grow the endowment further, along with the earnings.
Right.
And we were, you know, one nice thing about starting at the bottom of the market, you end up with some good growth.
Right, exactly. So can you tell us some of the people or some of the organizations that have benefited from?
Oh, I sure can. You know, the one that probably every woman or every member of the Women's Fund will tell you, oh, that's my favorite program, is one called Promising Smiles, which was the application for grant came from the Shasta Community Health Center. And what they do, they actually provide all of the facility and the dentist, but they needed money to provide the materials for women who had needs for restorative dental work. So especially during the time that they applied for our grant, Medi-Cal in our state was not providing any dental care for people who needed work. So this grant allowed them to serve 10 women in our community to take them from not being willing to smile because they had such denture problems to glowing.
Yes. And I remember the pictures.
Yeah. Aren't they phenomenal? And it's hard to do that one on the radio.
I know.
But that program was one of our favorites, I think, if you ask most people. But mm-hmm. we have funded California Heritage Youth Build Academy with money to help the kids learn basic skills that most of us learned at home, but they're not in positions or in homes where they're learning those things, like how to do laundry. So some money funded to provide washer and dryers, and the kids can bring clothes in and wash, learn how to wash. Because what we learned in the process of interviewing for that grant is that kids go to the store and buy clothes and throw them away because they didn't know how to wash.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that.
Right.
Another one of the common programs I hear people talk about a lot, they get excited about, was Terra Fuego out of Chico, California, did a grant that allowed women who were willing to go through a firefighters training program. The program actually happened in Anderson. That is one of our requirements. The money has to stay local. Mm-hmm. So they brought the program to Anderson, and they trained a number of women, and our grant dollars went to providing them with the boots and the equipment that they need.
Wow.
Because they may not have enough funds to provide that for themselves. So as of that program, we have at least two working in Cal Fire as a result of that program.
Amazing.
And talk about, that takes me to another program. Now you got me started, Rhonda. So our other program that we also funded years, probably before that was funded, was we did an educational forum on the non-traditional employment opportunities for women. And from that program, when that happened, Eva Jimenez at Shasta College requested a grant to bring high school girls into the college to take a look at non-traditional employment opportunities. And then that kicked off bringing in more students. Now they have a program that Shasta College has implemented, but not only that, they're teaching that program nationwide now. So that has really come full circle, and that's when I get really excited, is when you see that kickoff that comes full circle. So that was a successful program. And in that you learn, you know, if you can take and get a job that's paying, you know, $25 an hour flagging in road construction versus the $10 an hour job at McDonald's, that's a substantially life-changing impact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Women's Fund has been able to accomplish.
That's fantastic.
With a few of our programs.
Yeah. And I know that you do other things, like you have events that you invite everybody to come, and I know that there was one recently at the Cascade.
Mm-hmm.
So you do educational kind of events as well, so you can educate the public on, you know, I think it was drug abuse recently.
Yeah.
But you guys do a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And about how many members are there right now?
Right now we're at about 212 to 15 members at this point in time. We'd like to see that increase, of course,
more
members we can impact our community with. And our, you know, the film that we sponsored that you mentioned, By the Grace of God, All But By the Grace of God, that program was part of our educational forum.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do two forums a year in one form or another. Either panelist discussion, and we followed that film up with a panel discussion.
That was unbelievable. I was there, and it was very eye-opening and very sad, really sad. But also, there's hope. And what surprised me the most about that, and I'm just going to briefly tell you this, when the person asked how many people in the audience was affected by drug or alcohol abuse, just about everybody in that room raised their hand. That's really sad, and it really made me so sad, because I do have alcoholism in my family, and it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really good film, and knowing that there is hope in the panel afterwards was so good.
And I think the awareness that you're not alone,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't
that true? Yeah.
Yeah.
Supports you. And that's one of the things that I love about our educational forums is that we touch some pretty deep and sensitive topics. You know, we've covered homelessness. We've covered women and this one isn't sensitive, but women in financial literacy, helping women learn that the human trafficking issues, you know, just all this stuff. And as I said at the beginning of the program, our charge is not to then go out and be the solution to the problem. What we really want to do is get the conversation started in the community so that the community comes up with the solutions, because we alone don't have the ability to solve it.
Yeah.
even though we've done a great job in 10 years, we don't have enough money to solve all of those problems. But you know what? You get enough of the people in the room that are the key players. And when we did Teen Pregnant, what I understand, it was the first time some of those organizations had been in the same room. Because we had, you know, Planned Parenthood and the pro-life option in the room at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so they were talking for the first time. And those were really, really powerful when you can make that happen so that then you can go out and move forward together.
Wow.
And that's what we want to see happen.
Chills. I know. I know. There is so much more to your organization than we can talk about tonight. And I sure appreciate you guys being here. And also, to get involved or to become a member, how do people do that?
Well, it's really very simple. You can log on to our website, which is womensfundreading.org. Thank you. Natalia's pointing to it for me because it wasn't coming fast. So that's one way. You can give the Community Foundation a call. We are a 501c3 under their 501c3. We don't have our own. We actually operate that under theirs. And so they maintain a phone line for us. So their phone number is 530-244-1219. You can check us out on Facebook. Of course, we're on Facebook, and we post a lot of information there. Like us on Facebook if you want to follow what we're doing for a while, and that'll give you a flavor of what's happening. And then we host, that will always be posted on Facebook, we host private events either in public places or sometimes in private homes where you can come and learn the story and talk to those of us who are members and find out more that way as well, and see how your small amount of money can make a big change in our community.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, for shedding a light. Because, you know, and I've known about the Women's Club, and and I think we actually have done a story about it in the magazine. It's been a while, but when I saw it was 10 years old, I just went, whoa, that's amazing. So you guys are doing great work, and we so appreciate you being here and talking to us tonight. And thank you, Natalia, for setting this up, and we appreciate it.
All
so we're going to take a break, and in just a few minutes, we'll have our next guest. See you in a few.
Together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
This is Carl Lindabad, owners of KCNR Radio.
We just want to say happy holidays from everyone at the KCNR family. With the giving season upon us, we wanted to thank you for living local. The Reading community means a lot to us.
So this season, as you're driving through town doing your holiday shopping, support the advertisers that support this station. Local shops are often overlooked, but that's where you'll find the most unique and touching gifts this Christmas.
Live local, listen local, love local. And from everyone here at KCNR, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're with North State Now, and I'm Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
Welcome back. This has been fun.
Yeah, it has.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and go right into our next guest. We have Lynn Fritz here tonight, and Lynn is going to be talking to us about the Thanksgiving Interfaith Service that takes place this weekend, this Sunday, right?
This Sunday.
Yeah.
It's an annual event. Started in about, I think it was 2006 is the estimated date.
Wow.
Oh, I know. It's been around
and
for
a
while.
And it's such a cool event.
It's a very cool event, and so I'm hoping that all the listeners will spread the word. It's nice to have a because sometimes you hear people say there's not a lot of culture in Reading, there's not a lot of diversity. But with this event, you see and experience the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's special is this diversity of faith.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So tell us all about it.
It's called the Thanksgiving Interfaith Service. And at that service, you will see a number of different groups present. It's the time limit we give each one is 3 minutes to do a prayer, a reflection, a reading, something from their tradition, so that they, you know, fill the space of everyone gathered there with their consciousness. And it doesn't mean that you have to ascribe to their tradition. It means that you have the opportunity to learn about someone that's different than you. So we have in this, like we do every season, we have Christians, we have Islam, we have the Jewish, the Sikh, the Baha'i, Native American. It's very diverse. And we have an interfaith choir that was just inspiring.
Oh, wow.
You guys know Robert Waterbury from First United Methodist Church.
Yes.
He is the choir director. And Elizabeth, his wife, Elizabeth Waterbury and Deborah Devine are the accompanists.
Wow.
And the song, the interfaith choir does two songs. And the second song, they have a trumpet player. In fact, it's the very first time we've ever had a trumpet player. But it's Briar Sagal is going to play the trumpet.
Wow.
I know. Isn't
it pretty
cool?
Awesome.
And what I like about the Interfaith Choir is it's from people from all over the community. It's not just one community presenting. In fact, you don't have to belong to a faith community. Anyone in the community can participate as long as they learn the music. And so it's very uplifting. And every year we have a guest director. Mm-hmm. So in the past we've had Nancy Hill. We've had Adam Ferris from All Saints Episcopal. But in our Christian traditions that are present there, we have First United Methodists that participate in the Interfaith Forum, Pilgrim Congregation United Church of Christ. A lot of people know Pilgrim because of all the different community things they do. First Christian Church. We have the what we call, what's it called? All Saints Episcopal Church. I was going to turn it around. All Saints Episcopal Church. And we have Shasta Lake Community United Methodist Church. We have a whole spectrum of Christian traditions that are expressed, including St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Oh, nice.
Sacred Heart, Our Lady of Mercy, And then you have, like I said, Baha'i, Sikh, Native American. It's very diverse.
Wow. And how long is the service? Does it last?
We figure it's going to be between an hour to an hour and a half.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's cookies after.
Very popular. But I thought.
We love the cookies.
And it's at a different church every year.
Every year we do different communities. I think last year was St. Joseph. The year before that it was at the chapel at the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what's nice, too, is like we'll have the New Thought groups like Unity and Centers for Spiritual Living, the groups that people don't often have the opportunity to experience. So I always encourage people, come out, have this rare opportunity. And we chose Thanksgiving because it's not a faith-based tradition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everyone comes and they have expressions of thanks from their tradition. So
it's
like
really
our
cool
friend from the Sikh Center, Armajit Singh, he's going to do a Sikh chant.
Oh.
I know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then I do the Native American setting of the Four Directions. And unfortunately, Rod Lindsay just went into surgery and is not going to be able to be there. So my friend Joey Carroll is going to play Native flute. And so you see a whole spectrum of different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would enjoy it.
And it's family friendly. Bring your kids.
Bring your kids.
Uh-huh.
And we want to encourage especially bringing your kids because that gives them that diversity experience that we don't mm-hmm. often get in other realms.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the kids will like the cookies afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So it's at
First United Methodist Church.
Yeah.
It's 1825 East Street. Starts at 6:30 p.m. When people walk in, Native Thunder Drum, community drum, a big drum will be out front, and people will be drumming to welcome the community. What's different this year? I got a call from Peggy Riebel over at First United Methodist Church. The elevator is broken.
Oh, no.
So we're trying to direct everyone, especially those needing accessibility, to come in the front at 1825 East Street. Yes. You can drop people off at the front door, then
mm-hmm.
find a place to park.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what's different, too, that we do, that many groups really enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Each year, the offertory, the donations that are gathered, we give to nonprofit organizations. This is the first year we're tithing back to our own organization, Shasta County Interfaith Forum. So 45% of the offertory will go to Bridges to Housing, which is a group for helping the homeless. 45% will go to FaithWorks, which is a group that provides housing, transitional housing to families.
Mm-hmm.
So we're spreading the thanks and gratitude across the community.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really. Do you know who started it?
Actually, the Interfaith Forum was started by Heather Hennessy, Bill Stegel. Remember Bill Stegel? Years ago, it was in the early 90s. And I can't remember who it might have been Father Wes over at the Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
They started meeting for lunch. And then they decided, we're going to invite other people. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
It is
That's
very
really
awesome.
Cool. That's really cool. Well, Lynn, we really appreciate you being here tonight to share this great event that is coming up Sunday. So hopefully you'll get lots of people coming, and it's a huge success for you guys.
I hope so, too. And, you know, I really want to thank Enjoy Magazine, not only because you invited me into the program to this evening, but because you also are serving as a co-sponsor.
Yes.
And, you know, the beautiful flyer that is out in the community was done by Enjoy Magazine.
Yep.
We love our sponsors. They help us make much better impact on the community.
All right. Well, thanks so much,
Thank
Lynn.
You.
All right. So we're going to go right ahead into our next guest. We have actually my husband is here. And Daryl Alvey's here. And he's going to shed some light on what's going on with Riverfront Playhouse. There's a lot going on with Riverfront Playhouse. Daryl is actually the president of the board of directors. And you know, I don't see a lot of them because of Riverfront Playhouse, but we're pretty excited about what's going on. So, Daryl, thanks.
You're welcome, and it's nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
You went to press a few days ago, and now I get to see you.
Yeah,
that's great.
So, what's going on? Let's talk about Riverfront.
I mean, clearly the big news is we're under construction after 15 years of fundraising and 40 years now of presenting plays and presenting productions out at 1620 Cypress, which is a warehouse district, you know. We're under construction downtown, 1950 California Street. We're about a third, almost halfway through construction. We purchased the old Rio building and filled in the pool and made a stage there, poured concrete. It's just fabulous. We're very pleased about it.
Looking good.
Yeah.
All right. So when's the first play?
Well, the first play is going to be May the 8th, I think. We just picked it last night because, as you can imagine, it's been difficult trying to make a commitment because each time we talk to the contractor, oh, yeah, everything's going fine. Oh, by the way, we got to cut the concrete floor and put a new piece of plumbing in over here. You know, that'll only take a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
One thing like that. But finally, the contractor's committed. Donna Jamian is our contractor, and he's just fabulous.
He's just terrific.
So May the 8th, we're going to open with Clue the Comedy. This season, 2020 season, is all about screen to stage. So these are popular movies that were out and then kind of reverse the procedure and from screen then back to the stage. So then our next fair is in July, August. The dates will be set here just within the next few days. Will be Steel Magnolias, and that's always a great, very touching play. And then, of course, for September, October, right near the Halloween season, we're going to do Dracula. This year we did Frankenstein.
That was good.
So yeah. That's kind of thematic, you know. And then, of course, our Christmas play this year, we're going to go back to It's a Wonderful Life.
Next year.
Well, 2020, I'm sorry. Yeah. I say this year. This year we're actually opening in just a few days.
Saturday.
With a Christmas Carol. At 1620 East Cypress. A lot of people have called and asked for tickets, and they think we've already moved downtown, but we're not there yet. You know,
right.
We've got a little ways to go. So.
Something cool about this play, I can tell a little trivia. Our very first play in this theater at 1620 East Cypress, Jennifer Levins was in the play, Seesaw.
In 1981.
Wow. This play, A Christmas Carol, is directed by Jennifer Levins. So she was in the very first play at the theater, and she's directing the very last play at the theater.
That's right. This will be our last play on this stage.
Yeah.
And you know, it's we've got Don Tamlin and Cal Hunter, who's been Santa.
Oh yeah, Cal Hunter's in it. Yeah.
We got some big time players and
some violinists. Some from the symphony, actually one of them that plays in the symphony.
Live on stage.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be really cool. Lots of great stuff. We have some events coming up also after the play, just a few little events to kind of keep us going financially.
We have. We have. That's a nice hit. That's a good segue. Things I want to mention, but we will be in February. We'll be doing late in January. We'll be doing Fun and Games Weekend, so Friday, January 24th through Sunday the 26th. We'll be doing that at 1620.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be trivia and just lots of fun games, maybe bingo and that kind of thing.
Three nights of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun. And then the 31st of January through February 2nd, we're going to be doing live radio theater. Now, we've done that at the radio station a few times, and that's all kind of fun, you know. But that means that there'll be fully players, you know what Foley players are? They do all live stuff, kind of. Well, in fact, and then there's going to be Playwrights Night out. It'll be from February 7th through February 9th, and then Reading Improv will be Saturday, February 25th. And
15th.
It'll be the 15th.
Yeah. That's the last of the last.
I should wear my glasses when I'm on the radio. And that will actually be the last event on the stage.
Yeah.
So this is the last play. The Christmas play will be the last play, but that'll be the last event. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I don't know if you mentioned, but the art gallery.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We usually have a. We've got some time.
Yeah.
I talk
we have
a lot.
A minute or so. Yeah. We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Considering what I do for a living, I talk for a living. That's what I do. So we usually, some local artists, we give them a gallery and let them sell their artwork, and we don't take
during
a cut.
During the run of a play.
During the run of a play. Well, this year we're doing the history of Riverfront Playhouse.
39 years in that building. Wow. Yeah.
Starting out as Riverfront Players. Yeah. And then moved into the theater in Riverfront Playhouse.
So it's so cool. I posted some pictures on the Riverfront Facebook page, but the wall is just covered with old newspaper clippings and, you know, from the very first play. And it was so much fun to go through those photo albums. My goodness, there's a lot of great history.
Yeah, I went to a committee meeting with the Historical Society today, and Mike Moynihan,
who was in our magazine in November,
was in the Philadelphia Story in 1982.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
On Riverfront Playhouse. And who was one of his co-stars? John Truitt.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Little Johnny, we called him. Then, you know. Or Skippy. I forget what we called him. He was just a kid. You know.
Yeah. So seeing those pictures, you know, of John, because I worked with John with Viva Downtown, it was great. But look it, we're out of time.
Well.
That's great. Yeah. Great show. Thanks, okay. Everybody, for listening, and we're going to sign off. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and North State Now. Thanks for listening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.